Orlando, Florida. What are you doing on Halloween night? Cowering at home, afraid of creepy clowns, perhaps? No, you're coming to the Abbey to see Max Sabbath. Yes, we're going to teach a valuable lesson to the American party machine with their ale beer drinkies and their funny cigarettes and their terrible potty mouths. Those little hooligans are going to get a spanking. That's right, they're going to face up with us. We're going to wash their mouths out with soap because we are the world's most loved. What are we? The world's most loved family band of doomburgers and rock and roll. We're going to do it right. That's right, this Halloween night, Monday, October 31st.
Of the Oh No Showcase.
Oh No Showcase.
And the studio is already feeling a little fucking nuts, if I don't say so myself.
Oh no!
Oh no, baby!
Oh no!
If you haven't heard us before, it's the Oh No Radio Show. My name is Owen. I'm the captain of your shit ship. And from time to time, we like to play some rock and roll and meet some of those fellas that play that rock and roll. This is the Oh No Showcase.
Volume 3.
Joining us again is Jessica Polly.
Hey,
thanks for bringing us what you brought us, I think. We'll find out about that in just a minute. Zach,
hey,
Tom, and Ty are here as well. But we have, like I said, some very, very special guests. Ladies and gentlemen, Max Studley's here. Hang on. Your mic up? We need to get your mic up.
That was a good woo, too.
Yeah, that was a good woo.
Hang on, Ty. Hang on, Ty.
You got this, Ty.
Louder and louder and louder. There it is.
How about now?
It's important that the people be able to hear me.
They can sound good now.
He should do that again with a mic phone.
Yeah, you got that? You might want to boost
that intro again?
I don't know why.
Let's do it again.
It's good. It's good. Ladies and gentlemen, Max Studley's here.
Woo! That's right.
Along with him, we've got the Sesh.
Hey.
Hey, and we've also got Swisher Sweets in the house.
How you doing?
Hey, they're one-sided. Ooh. Jiggle that cable over there. Jiggle the cable. Jiggle the other cable.
Just a little bit.
See, this is why I gotta do everything.
Just a little.
Well, I didn't know I had to jiggle it.
You got
one job, Ty.
Yeah, you got one job this whole fucking time.
For God's sake.
No, wait. That was working yesterday.
I think it's on. Is it on?
I'll fix it in just a second. I will say, though, that we have been listening right now to open the show to some American Party Machine.
Hell yeah.
Thanking, three of their members here tonight joining us to talk a little bit about their shows that are coming up and, of course, the legend that is American Party Machine.
Damn straight.
Damn straight. So what's that track called, boys?
That one's called Pure American Muscle. It's a little love letter to the American people.
Damn right.
I mean, we love America.
What are you talking about? Cars here? Are you talking about penises? What are we talking?
I mean, breasts. I thought we were pretty,
biceps.
I thought we were being pretty coy about it. But yeah, it's about a dick.
Oh, it is a dick. It is a dick joke. Yeah. It is always good
not
to know.
Joke. Thank
it's
you.
Not a joke.
Well, my
we
apologies.
Take it very seriously.
Let me see what's going on.
Ty,
host all right. the show for a minute while I fuck with that.
You know what? I'll host the show. Hey, ladies.
Yeah,
and
gentlemen. Yeah,
my
yeah.
My name
yeah,
is
take it
Max
over.
Dudley
American Party
of the American Party Machine. All you need to know is, of course, we are the most amazing.
Woo!
Blunt blazing.
Woo!
Purple hazing.
Woo!
And hell raising.
Woo!
Rock and roll band that has ever, will ever, exist in this godforsaken world.
Wow.
Ever.
I mean, you nailed it.
Yeah,
and I hear you guys have a show coming up.
Yeah, a little. I don't know if you've heard this. It's a little thing called Halla Fucking Ween. Yeah, we'll be playing cheeks. Halloween Fuck at the yeah. Abbey.
It's a Monday Halloween.
Hey, man.
Yeah, why?
Every day Saturday when you're American.
Why did they schedule a Halloween on a Monday? That was terrible.
Strange cool. ideas, but
it's
I like it.
It's just the way the calendar fell.
No,
but I was listening to something
it.
Earlier today where someone was saying that they think that we should make it a new law that Halloween is always the last Saturday of October. No matter, it doesn't have to be on the 31st, just whatever
I mean,
day that
I would agree
is.
With that. Make it a Saturday so we can get out there and get fucked up.
But you can
well,
party
I mean, any day that
you
ends
can.
In Y, you
can
go
party
out and get fucked up.
What are
you guys doing? I thought we came here to party.
Yeah. You got jobs or something?
What's up?
Only on Mondays. I just work Monday.
You need to work on that.
Yeah, exactly.
Fix that
shit. See, I personally get really stoked about a show on a Monday.
I get really stoned
you
on
won't
a show
get a case
on a Monday.
Cheers to
well,
that.
I think it's because at some point when you're at an amazing show on a Monday and everyone is raging really hard and you're having a great time. The last time that happened for me was at the Astronautilus show.
I saw you there.
And then you were there. And and he even commented on it that night. Like, I think for me at some point in that show on a Monday, you look around and you're like, fuck all the people who stayed home because it's a Monday, or fuck all the people that aren't out having a good time right now because it's a Monday, because they're missing out. You feel like you're getting away with something by going and partying
True.
On a Monday.
Well, we don't have to worry about those people that are missing out because everyone's going to fucking be there.
Yeah,
because we're
the party machine.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
And it's got to be a great
world.
Show.
Now we have to bring it up, guys. I do have to say that it seems like there's maybe been a little bit of beef with one of the
beef.
there might have been like a little interaction between you and the guys that I think are playing the show with you. Max Sabbath.
Who's that?
Yeah, who is that? Yeah,
I know something about him. I know that they Yeah, man, they're crazy. I've heard that they have these wicked awesome like costumes and they always wear costumes on stage. I don't know. I mean, that's kind of a silly thing to
costumes
do, wouldn't you say?
Costumes are silly. I don't understand.
Yeah, why would
somebody
dress
it? I get it. No one would come see you otherwise. Whatever.
Look, okay, they're not exactly just costumes though. They are the McDonald's Land characters
from hell.
They're like Grimace and the Hamburglar and Ronald McDonald. Hey,
where's Wendy at?
No one's saying it's not impressive. I get it. It's great. Their moms did a great job in those costumes. I'm saying the last time they were in town, they asked us to play.
Oh,
and the Burger King showed up, and
guess what?
Being the good guys we are, we put his ass through a table for them.
Yep.
Not even
boom.
A thank you.
We took care.
No thank you.
Not even McDonald's.
That is insane.
Buy me McDonald's.
They didn't thank you with nuggets?
Nothing.
Is the king as creepy in person as he is like from everything I've ever seen?
Well, I honestly didn't give him much chance to talk.
No?
It was mostly just choke slam.
He's not a big talker, though.
No, he'll chat your ear off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well,
behind the scenes?
He'll order you in a room and chat you off, trust me.
But you'd think that throwing Burger King through the table would at least get you some McNuggets.
Yeah, okay. Something. I was hoping for like
small fry,
anything, McFlurry. They got a Rolo McFlurry, maybe a McRib, seasonal items. I'm all about that secret menu.
Hey, yeah, I mean, if anybody's gonna have the you know the hookup, it's gonna be Max Sabbath. I would hope.
They got a grill on stage, guys. Yeah,
they got a grill on stage.
Yeah, man.
That shit's fresh.
Oh my gosh,
yeah. Never frozen.
Do they feed the audience too? Do the audience get to snack?
They feed the audience a bunch of bullshit. That's what I'm saying right now.
Shit. shots fired. Well, I mean, this
bang bang.
So you
call it shots, we call it facts.
Now you guys initiated the original challenge, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right, man. We got slighted the last time they were in town, so we need to make sure they understand who we are.
We're just, you know,
we're not to be messed with.
That's very respectable.
That's right.
They think they're the greatest, but we're the greatest. We know that.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I think you guys are going to be putting on a hell of a show, regardless of who's the greatest or not. I will say, though, that they have responded, and they called you some very foul things this past week.
Yeah, they called us potty mouths.
They called you potty mouth.
Oh, God. Oh, dear Lord.
Shots fired.
Sweet Jesus.
A potty mouth.
They said they were going to wash your mouth out with soap.
Yeah,
they don't want to know what I'm going to wash their mouth out with.
Which would really be hard to do while we're making out with their girlfriends this Monday night.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it.
Yeah.
Do clowns have girlfriends? I don't know.
I don't think so.
That is a very good question.
I feel like if a clown has a girlfriend, it's ugly as shit. No one's trying to hit that.
No, yeah.
Or hilarious. What?
So yeah, that show that we are talking about is this coming Halloween on Monday at the Abbey. It's what is it? It's 21 and up. It's 8 p.m. Tickets are $15 in advance and 18 at the door. So look
it's
at
a
that.
Deal. That's on the value menu, folks.
That's right.
Hey, if you're not seriously, if you don't have plans for Halloween, you should probably go to this fucking show.
Even if you have plans, cancel on your friends. Come on out,
fuck your friends.
Isn't there something really
make new friends at the show?
That's right.
Really awesome about canceling on friends at times.
Yeah, who even gives a shit about your friends, man? You know, you could hang out with us.
Yeah, we're way cooler anyway.
We're way cooler than your friends.
We could be your friends. All of us here be your friends. I mean, for at least for the night.
Yeah. And we'll all have a great time.
We won't call you.
I think honestly, people out there need to start getting lessons in how to party like you guys, because you guys seem like the ultimate partiers, and I wanted to learn some lessons from you. I want to know, first off, where did the party originate?
The party originated in the heart, my friend.
Oh, my God. I don't have
born
one
with
those.
It, buddy.
It's deep. Yeah, man. You're born with it. There's nothing you can do. You either got it, you don't.
You either got the party or you don't have the party.
You see this guy's hair over here? I know it's radio, folks. But let me tell
you. You're missing out.
Let me tell you. He's got a party on his fucking head.
I bet you he doesn't put any product in that or anything.
You know what he puts in that?
Woke up like this.
Freedom. Yeah. Freedom. That's what he puts in that.
Sleep upside down.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's true.
You do kind of remind me of the character from The Lost Boys that is a vampire.
Straight Kiefer.
You're
straight Kiefer.
You're straight Kiefer.
You're Kiefer.
Kiefer vibe.
Smoke a lot of Kiefer.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, well, smoke a lot of Kiefer, turn into that.
That's right.
Where are we?
I mean, shit.
And I've been a Lost Boy many times in the streets of Orlando. Mm-hmm. No idea where I am right now, actually.
Yeah. And I've smoked a lot of Kiefer. That shit's great.
You guys did obviously start partying early. Like what?
Two years old. Yeah.
2 years old.
Man.
Early, late.
You know what
whatever.
I did first? Instead of walk, I started drinking.
Yeah, he did it. Mm-hmm. He actually came out of his mother's womb and did a beer bong.
Yep.
The doctor never
seen
anything
like it.
Finished
a keg in 45 minutes at the age of 4.
Wow. Yeah, man. Goals.
That's why they call me.
It's unbelievable.
Sweets.
It's unbelievable.
It's literally unbelievable.
It really is unbelievable. What's the most party city apart from Orlando that you guys have ever played in?
The most party city. Man. Let me tell you what it's not. Brooklyn, New York.
No right.
Believe it or not.
Yeah. It's
pretty
believe
lame.
It or not. Not so fun.
It's too bad.
Yeah.
No.
No party?
They don't appreciate a bunch of guys in spandex for some reason. I don't understand what their problem is.
Whatever. Is it a bunch of hipsters? It's a bunch of hipsters out there.
Yeah. Did you hear me say Brooklyn, New York?
Yes, yeah. I did. Yeah.
Alanis Morissette was there. It was lame as shit. Yeah.
Jagged Little Pill, though.
Great album.
Great album. Shit's gold.
Solid.
Fucking people are bitching about my audio issue. I know it's fucking there. We're powering through it because we're goddamn professionals.
Oh, man.
Leave me the fuck, fuck
it's
alone.
It's their computers. They're fucked.
Ty doesn't know how to wiggle the cables right. That's all it is, okay? It's a wiggly cable situation.
Everybody can be heard.
Everybody can be heard. Yeah, I know people are coming out of different channels.
Hey. Just leave your home.
This is what stresses me out, guys. This is why I don't get to party. I try and come and do this show. I try and have a party, and these guys over here are just shouting me down.
Yapping away.
Give him the blunt real quick.
Hey, man, listen. Hey, listen to me, man. You need to quit sipping on your boohoo. All right? We've had enough of this.
Cheer you up, dude.
Yeah, man, we're here to have a good time.
Drink some of your beer. And calm down. Have a sip. Come on.
It's going to be all right.
Chug a mug. That's right.
Oh, there it is.
There we go.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about.
What?
Party's a little better. Therapist.
Just let
do you need some pot?
Are you better?
No, I'm okay on that right now. I'm okay
we don't
on
need
that.
You falling asleep.
Hey,
I feel,
just
no.
let this guy know.
That's 20
he
bucks.
Can just,
by the
way. He could just leave his home address. We'll come hang out with him.
Oh, cool.
After here.
After here.
I mean, we got all night.
Where's the party at?
Yeah.
Show's not till fucking Monday.
Yeah, we got a couple days.
You got a couple days to
if
party.
If they're not loud enough now, they'll come to your house and they'll get loud.
Oh, yeah.
We don't even have to say anything.
You just got to call 911 and say code 8. They know what to do.
So. Obviously, America is the most party country.
Absolutely.
What's the second most party country?
There are no other countries. I don't know. It's America and everyone else. What are you talking about?
Oh, it's
America 2, if there was one.
Yeah.
Is that like Earth 2? Like, remember that show?
No, America 2 is way better.
America Samoa?
Yeah.
They seem to party pretty hard.
Down in the Samoans?
Yeah.
America Samoa. I don't even know where that is.
Well... That's two places for sure.
There is an America Samoa.
There's an America
Samoa. You
want to
Google that, pal?
Yeah, Google that.
Does it look like an asshole?
Google that.
You guys all seem to have a pretty like consistent mindset. You guys seem to be the type of people that would naturally find each other. But how did you guys find each other?
Well, you see, we all owed a lot of money to the same guy. Mm. So, we couldn't really pay it off on our own, so we had to start a rock and roll band together to pay off our debt.
Still chipping away.
Yeah.
A bookie?
I mean, if you want to call a weed dealer a bookie, that's Booking cool.
A good time.
You call him what you want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My pimp? I don't know.
Whatever.
It's good to see
you. I call him Frank, but whatever.
Weed dealer, whatever. I don't care.
So how bad are you in the hole? You're getting out of it? Or?
I mean, it's hard to say when it's just perpetual spending.
Have you ever heard the term 20 to laugh?
I have. Yeah.
It's a payment
it's
plan.
Kind of where we're at.
It's kind of all right. Fair enough.
We're actually more in debt than when we started, so it's not going.
It's really
well.
Working.
It's not
out,
particularly
yeah.
going well.
Yeah,
having a good time.
Interest sucks.
Frank's kind of a dick.
Yeah, Frank's an asshole.
Is Frank going to be at the show Monday
night?
No,
I kicked his ass. Yes,
no, not. Frank. Frank is not legally allowed to leave his house right now.
So I know that Owen is a big wrestling fan.
Oh yeah.
And part Amen. Of the reason that I wanted to have you guys on is because I know that American Party Machine reveres wrestling.
You live
warships,
breathe it.
Warships.
You live and breathe it.
Absolutely.
So and right. you guys have that in common. So I thought that, you know, there would be some common ground
there are,
that you guys could discuss.
I have in my list of questions, you know, favorite wrestler of all time. I didn't know how big of I thought maybe that the wrestling thing, you guys, like, you weren't as into it as I was, but it's very, very clear to me.
You don't know who you're talking to, pal.
You really
hey,
don't.
I think I've been enlightened to already just
Amen.
In talking to you.
First off, you're asking us who the greatest wrestler is. You already know who it is.
Well, there's some debate on that.
Is there?
There's no debate.
I don't think
it's
there
the
is.
Nature Boy
Ric
Flair.
Yeah,
the Nature Boy Ric Flair.
16-time world heavyweight champion. Dirtiest player in the game. Ric Flair.
Our good friend Duncan, who used to be on this show, actually has woo across the knuckles and a little flair at the
Amen.
End.
And guess what he's doing right now?
Partying.
He's probably with 13 chicks right now.
Yeah.
Hanging out with Ric Flair.
Going woo. Dealing. Oh, no.
So would you agree with that, Owen? Is that the best?
He's going to have to.
Here's the deal. Ric Flair is undoubtedly one of the greatest of all time.
But there are many people that I would rattle off some names.
Utmost esteem.
That's
okay.
All right. Rattle off
Macho
some names.
Man Randy Savage.
He's good. He ain't no Ric Flair.
Macho Man Randy Savage. Fan-fucking-tastic.
How many times did he have
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I mean,
hold on. I love Stone Cold Steve
he's
Austin.
He's number two.
Yeah, he's two.
Okay.
Close second.
Ric
Flair.
Stone Cold. We're getting the list now.
He's the man that, I mean, no other man rode an ATV to a ring quite like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
The Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels.
Boo.
No way.
Where's
no.
Get
no,
out
no,
of
no.
here.
No. Come on, guys. What? You don't like the Heartbreak Kid?
Heartbreak Kid.
I didn't hear Undertaker.
Yeah, man.
Undertaker
Where's
is...
Where's that at?
Undertaker,
he's still going. That's what's up.
I don't know if he parties very hard though.
Undertaker doesn't party hard.
He's dead.
He's literally a dead guy. He literally has the skin of a hot dog.
Partying dead.
He's been partying his whole damn life.
I guess he's an American badass. What you're gonna tell me next is Paul Bearer was basically just like the biggest partier of all time. Yeah.
Man, you don't get that pale not partying.
that's a lot of cocaine. Really good point. I don't know. Greatest of all time. I mean, we can go over the list again and again. I mean, Hogan's on the list.
We're not legally allowed to talk about Hulk Hogan for at least two more years.
Yeah. Although we're allowed to show his image every once in a while.
That's it.
Yeah. All right, then. All right.
This guy's got jorts on. I don't trust him.
Yeah.
Nah, I think he's a Cena fan.
I am a Cena fan.
John Cena sucks.
My buddy bought me a brush buddy the other day, which plays John Cena's theme song.
Yeah, John Cena. John Cena's music blaring into your mouth.
Yeah.
Nothing weird about that.
Through the bones in your head.
Yeah. It's got the rocks in there too.
So you brush your teeth in the morning.
Cool. Yeah, yeah, cool.
You brush your teeth in the morning, then put it back in the box,
and then kill yourself.
This is an odd routine.
When you look at that, do you say never give up?
I do.
Yeah, man.
And I wave my hand in front of my face.
He brushes his teeth for 6 hours.
Yeah.
Never give up.
Just keep playing the theme song. Just keep playing it.
And he always kicks out at two, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck John Cena.
Two and a half.
Do you just want to AA people every day then? Since you're a Cena fan?
Oh, I try to. At least once a day. It's like masturbation. You've got to get one out.
You got to practice, man.
Yeah. Just to get one out.
You got
to
find your
touch. You've been doing it wrong.
Yeah.
We've frequently had this conversation on the show, and we've all, like, what's your record?
A record
in a day.
Oh man,
unstoppable.
Yeah, man.
Like it's.
I had one of those. I was keeping count until that clicker thing broke.
The old school clicker.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm an analog man.
I like it. I think I got up to seven in a day in my teens. Wow. Was my best.
Still not Ric Flair territory.
Still not Ric Flair territory.
Nowhere near close.
Certainly not 16 times.
16 times.
Yeah.
Woo!
What are you gonna do when John Cena actually beats the record?
Well, he's not, because he's gonna.
I'll probably roll over my grave because it's gonna be some cyborg John Cena, because it ain't happening. Not while I'm alive.
Nope.
I'll put an end to it. John Stewart put an end to it once. I'm next.
We can do it. American Party Machine.
We as a nation have to rise up and stop John Cena, people.
Who wants that guy anyways?
Man, no. You can't have a man in jorts beat Ric Flair's record. It's not right.
These are words I can get behind. Even not being a wrestling fan.
He sells a lot of merch.
The dude used
yeah.
kids
rap
love him. On the way down to the stage. Yeah, Do you guys remember that?
Man.
He would rap.
He wears like...
He did. He,
that's R-Truth's thing. That's it.
R-Truth is way better rapper than John Cena. What's up? That's right.
I'm all right with that. Golden Truth, man. I'm all about the Golden Truth. My wife, who is like, been pulled into like watching wrestling all the time, her favorite guy, R-Truth, all day long.
He's very charismatic.
I love him. He's great. I didn't know that he was also like, he's done some time. R-Truth is, he's done some serious time behind those bars.
He's still wrestling.
So. Oh, has he? I bet he's not in New Jack territory.
No. No one's in New Jack territory.
Man, if you're ever bored, go ahead and YouTube search New Jack stabbing a guy in the ring.
Yeah, that's real. Yeah, I think we played that on the show.
Is he the one you made us watch it?
I made you watch the stabbing. Yeah,
it was that was the most fun stabbing I've ever witnessed.
Yeah,
he had great music in the back.
Yeah, he did.
Great smile on his face too while he did it.
I love when he types with the keyboard. It's great.
New Jack's phenomenal. All right, wrestling.
See, oh, Jesse, no wrestling, baby.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
See what happens.
You can't just turn it off.
I slipped into a coma.
Owen has another podcast for this.
Need a bump?
Yeah, we'll get these guys in for an Ono wrestling sometime.
Oh, yeah.
We'll just talk wrestling.
Absolutely.
I think that would be a lot of fun.
That's not what this is. You know, I was lied to.
You were. I think that's something with your mic. Can you jiggle the cable?
I'll jiggle it all day.
I think it's his channel. Maybe put him in another channel or do something like that. Work some magic.
He's on two, right?
Fucking mute his bike and figure it out. You look at the things.
Good jiggle going.
All the things.
See? This is what it comes to.
Oh no!
See, oh, did you figure it out?
Oh no!
Just jiggle it, man. Come on, finesse,
it, right?
Brother. Come on, finesse.
What's happening, baby? Is it
on? This your first time?
Hey, baby girl.
No, there we go.
Still sucks. Sorry. Still sucks.
I think
still
I sound
the same.
Great. I think
that sounds great. Fine. My headphones, dude.
I sound
I'm good.
Awesome. Yeah, it sounds good.
I got it one sided. It's one sided, and people
sounds
in the
like your problem.
It's hard for me to adjust it.
I think that might be your headphones.
No, yeah. I know. It's weird. It's
we
weird,
sound great. You and us. Yeah.
He's getting angry with me. Don't get angry with me.
It sounds beautiful. It sounds awesome in my
You guys did actually do some wrestling of your own, right?
Really? I mean, we live and die wrestling.
No, but you do this a lot, some backyard wrestling here.
I mean, I grew up a backyard wrestler like every self-respecting kid in the 1990s.
Put everybody through a table.
Tables.
My mom. My dad.
Yeah.
My sister. My brother. My dog.
Yeah, man.
Everyone. That's a daily routine, man.
I at least got like 13 concussions from backyard wrestling, I think. Because, you know, when you're 13, hitting your friend with a steel chair in the head. It's a beautiful thing.
And you got to get
Let's just paying your dues, though, right?
You got to put in work.
Man, the sound, there's nothing quite like the sound of a steel chair hitting somebody in the head.
Besides the soothing tones of American Party Machine.
I will say they need to bring this back in wrestling because it was always one of my favorites. The old usage of the ring bell as a weapon.
Absolutely. Did you notice how quickly we got back to wrestling?
Son of a bitch.
Like a magnet.
I tried to
pull you in.
Pull
you in.
All right, but you guys started in high school, is that right?
Oh, like, we've known each other.
I dropped out.
I know the party has always been going
we've known each other since high school.
Always been high, always been cool.
In school.
Well, everyone in the band has or just you three? Because you three are in the studio with us today, but how big is the band?
There's seven of us.
100.
Six wasn't enough.
I mean, you got to keep it going, man.
One hype man wasn't enough.
No, I mean.
Needed two.
Got to get hype.
Two hype men, that's double Stay the beer hype. Bongs for the crowd, right?
Yeah. You need at least two, yeah.
Trying to help
that's
you guys.
Double the confetti. Like, double the beer bongs. Double everything, man. America's about excess. I'll double hit this joint in your hand right now.
Double do it.
That's right.
God damn it. Get a fucking contact eye.
You're welcome. Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm not going to be a buzzkill.
You didn't get that when we walked up?
Yeah. Reaper madness. I'm just assuming that this has happened because... You must have run in, much like New Jack in the day, you must have run into some problems with the law. You must have had some issues with the law.
Said code 8.
Hey, wait.
Who in the band, who in the band has had the most arrests?
Ooh. That might be our new drummer.
Our new drummer takes the cake.
I mean, we could talk about him, right?
Dime him out.
He's a great guy. He likes to have fun. He likes to party. Leave him alone. I mean...
Our last show, he got out of jail just to be there for us, so we appreciate
that's
that.
That's a good man.
We got him to get out of
you're
jail
welcome,
free card and everything.
By the way, you're welcome.
Hey, man, we were done with that.
Thank
we're
you.
Drummer.
Needed that.
I was like, shit, that's, he's got to make that show.
You know how much weed I went through?
I mean,
just not get a headache?
We got it. That's what drum machines are for.
Who has the best and who has the worst tattoo?
Ooh, who has the worst tattoo?
Worst.
I don't know, man. That's tricky. Probably Mitch. Probably the drummer.
Probably the drummer.
The new guy.
He's got to have the worst ones, man.
Yeah.
He's also the newest member of the band, though, too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, but he's got some...
He's got some dumb shit.
Flaming eight ball.
I'll say it.
Yeah, he's got a flaming eight ball on his back.
Come on. What
this
is that?
Big.
Yeah, is he a JNCO?
Yeah, man.
That big?
Pair of JNCOs. Hey, I want the JNCO logo on my back.
I totally agree.
I don't know, man.
JNCO's tramp stamp. That'd be pretty solid.
He's definitely one of those
I had to get mine lasered off, but, you know, I was a kid. Fuck.
When you look at his tattoos, like, you're definitely like, oh, you made some drunk decisions.
Really odd choices. Yeah,
all his decisions are drunk decisions, to be fair.
When you're drunk 24/7.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's really hard to avoid.
That's just a decision.
Yeah, really.
It's just a decision. It's his life.
Most drummers are like that.
It's fair.
That's why they have to sit down to play.
No regrets, though. No, nothing you've ever would have taken back that you shouldn't have done. Maybe you partied too hard. Like it was.
What?
Is that even an option?
I mean, the child support payments kind of suck, but you know, you do what you got to do.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Who are the other members of your band?
Stand up man right there.
You've all got great names. I'm hoping that the other members of your band also have equally as good names.
I mean, we have one of our hot men, Abraham Drinkin.
Well, that's good.
Abraham Drinkin.
Abraham Drinkin.
I like that.
And of course, we have the superhero from the party planet, Pat Riot. Riot.
Oh. He's great, too. Good guy. He'll save your ass.
Superhero.
That's right. We have Big Business on bass.
Big man, he drops it hard.
Yeah, man, he brings it.
Is he a big boy?
He's about 6'8".
Yeah. You ever seen a redwood?
Shit. Oh, is he a brawler? He's a brawler.
He's a surprising high flyer.
Yeah. So he's the one that when you really get in trouble, though, like he'll get you out of a pinch.
He can talk to the cops.
Yeah. Listen,
he's pretty good at that.
You nailed that.
Literally.
Real life experience.
Real life.
Talking about going to jail and shit, you just nailed it.
Yeah.
Big business.
Let's just say. He knows a lot of bail bondsmen by first name.
Is that a story
Tony,
we can tell?
Tony, Ron, Frank. Yeah, man. Frank, I mean, I guess if you want.
Yeah, I'd love it.
Man.
These are the good ones.
There's nothing to the story. It's cops don't like when you smoke weed. They take you to jail sometimes.
And I went up to him and I said, hey, I'm going to smoke this joint for you. And he was like, no, you're not. And I was like, check this out. Fuck you.
long story short, he got bailed out of jail that night.
Yep, pretty much.
And that's the American
dream. Bail's expensive, too. It's a pale.
I know he knocked me down an ounce, man. I was pissed.
That's right.
So it's Big Business. It's Pat Riot. It's the Stash.
Sesh.
He's not a pedophile.
Sorry.
Those days are over.
The Sesh. Oh yeah, you're registered, huh?
Yeah, he's good.
He got those courts. Those files are sealed. Don't worry about that.
It's Swisher Sweet.
You got it.
It's
I'll say it right.
Richard
Stixon. That's right.
There you go.
And Mac.
Big Mac Studley. That's right.
And then you've got your hype men.
Well, Abraham Drinkin and Pat Ryder are the hype men. That's right.
They're the ones that are turning shit up and burning shit up and getting you people fucking hyped.
That's right.
To see the most amazing.
Woo!
Hey. Blunt blazing.
Woo!
Hell raising.
Woo!
Band that ever existed.
That's right.
It's fucking awesome to have you guys in here, man.
That's right. It's awesome for you to have us. It's awesome that we're here. It must be so fucking cool for you.
I think my board fucking got overwhelmed by the awesomeness. Yeah, that's what the problem is. You guys blew the shit up.
I don't know if it's the acid, but your board turned red, white, and blue real
That's
quick.
Right.
Did. What do you think of other countries using red, white, and blue?
Like France.
We got France. We got the UK. Those arrogant bastards.
They should use red, white, and blue as a tribute to America for saving their ass.
They should just put our flag.
Two
everywhere.
World wars. You're welcome.
Just yep. Well, not one.
Back to back champs.
Back
to back champs.
Hey, who else has done that? No one.
That's right.
Because we're American.
Anybody round three?
The Ric Flair of nations.
I dare you, Putin. I dare you.
Bring it,
Putin. To stop to that shit.
Don't you kind of feel like Putin's sort of a badass in his own way, though?
In a way that any Russian's a badass and that they aren't.
that's like saying Reba's.
Hey,
badass,
I'm sorry.
Dude.
If you're Russian, fuck Tremors. You. All right? I don't like you.
Who's the. All right. Are they the most hated right now?
Probably. I mean, they're up. They're like our. Let's think about this. I want to put this in a way you'll understand.
Okay, thank you.
All right. They're the rock to our Stone Cold.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It never stops.
No, it doesn't.
Hate them forever. I remember the 80s. I don't remember the 80s.
Me neither.
No, but I believe it. I believe what I've heard
about it. I read
books
once in a while.
Yeah? What's your favorite book?
Well, I'll pass that one to Swisher Sweet.
Oh, man.
Because everyone knows his favorite book.
What's your favorite book, Swish?
Hatchet.
By Gary Paulson. Gary Paulson. Gary Paulson's Hatchet.
I don't want to show you guys my back tattoo of GP there, but
I read that book.
Copy.
I read
signed
that book
copy.
In middle school.
You have a signed copy.
Signed copy.
I have a signed tramp stamp.
You know.
Try and top that, buddy.
You know why?
Gary Paulson's winking at me and saying you're sexy.
Oh, yeah.
He over here, he said he read it in middle school. You know why it's his favorite book? It's the last book he read in middle school.
In middle school.
It's a good fucking book. He didn't need to read any more books.
Guess what? I used it for all my book reports.
Do you remember the part?
That's like 13 book reports, man.
Yeah, that was like two.
Remember the part where he finally discovers fire? And it's with his axe, and he's chipping away, and he's making a spark, and he finally
Don't
gets that
ruin
fire.
It for us.
Oh my
Spoiler
god!
Spoiler alert! Dude,
let's talk about the best part of the book.
What's your favorite part?
So Brian's on the plane.
Yeah, Brian is on the plane. He's on the plane.
He's fucking fly.
Yeah, he is.
Brian's like, this
flying
is
Brian, man.
Flying Brian. He's like, this is all right. No big deal. I'm just in a plane. And then, boom!
Crashes.
Holy shit.
That's the best part of the book. I quit reading after that. Man,
we never got past the plane crash.
That is the first two, three pages.
I read the back of the book. Yeah. Does that count?
We figured it out.
What were your book reports like then? They must have been...
Here you go. Three words.
Okay.
Go fuck yourself.
A book report by
Guess
Swisher
what?
Sweets.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, we need to have you call in once a week and give us a book report about a new book.
Great Gatsby. Go fuck
yourself.
It's
literally a fucking 5-second call.
Grapes of Wrath.
Go fuck yourself.
The Bible.
Oh, go fuck yourself. And 10 Them Rabbits.
That's the other book.
No, by some men, man.
Oh, by some men. I thought we were talking about the Bible.
I didn't read that when I saw the movie, though.
I guess the Bible would go fuck ye self.
Well done, sir. Well done,
That's
sir.
All I know.
Did we really just talk about Hatchet? Because I
read
back to wrestling.
Gary Paulson, if you're out there, we respect you.
One love.
Call in.
I bet Gary. You know, he parties.
He's a listener,
but
I bet.
Gary Bear.
My tramp stamp did get infected. I felt like it was, meant to happen.
Let me ask you this. Back to your show coming up here on Monday.
Monday night.
People are out there, listeners of the Oh No Radio show and just general fans out there. If they want to buy you a drink at the show, what are we all getting?
Whiskey.
That's it.
Kind of what I figured. That's kind of... What do you like the bourbons? Do you like the whiskeys? How you go on all that?
Made in America.
Made in America. All right.
I didn't even need to say anything.
Amen.
Sometimes the simple answers are the best.
The only answer.
Yeah.
It's the only answer.
Hey, who's going to turn down some good American whiskey, man? That's a good
A dumbass.
Probably John Cena.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That jort wearing bitch.
John Cena.
Those are good fun words.
John Cena.
He
wants a Zima.
I've seen him with a vodka cranberry.
John Cena drinks Zima, guys. Spread it. The truth.
John Cena.
Y'all woke now.
John Zima sucks.
Pass me my
song. John Zima.
John Zima sucks. I fucking hate him.
Oh, man. He's the face that runs the place still, though.
AJ Styles.
Yeah. Oh, well, no. He's the camp that runs. What is
champ
it? No,
that
he's
runs
the champ
camp.
That runs the camp.
Right. Back to wrestling.
Back to wrestling.
It all goes back.
That was 3.5 minutes.
Hey, so by the end of this, are you ever going to agree with us that Ric Flair is the best?
Greatest of all time?
I don't know that I can ever say that. I mean...
You better soak this in because it's the last time you're going to see us with that attitude.
That's bullshit.
I'm sorry. I think... All right. He might be currently the greatest of all time. There will be guys that eclipse him. There have been guys that have come so close. Oh. They're going to build Cena into that guy. We know that.
Cena's too busy filming rom-coms.
He's got Marine 4 to do.
It's gonna be...
No one gives a shit, Cena.
I'm just... Flair has been kind of embarrassing in the last, year. And it's... Oh, no, I don't know, man. Like, he's...
You know who's better than John Cena?
Who's
The fucking Miz.
I like The Miz, actually.
Kills.
The Miz is fucking the shit.
Why
dude.
The fuck did I bring up wrestling?
Yeah. Yes. It's your fault.
Hey, guess what? Here, guess what? Spoiler alert. We'd be right here. This is where we end up.
Yeah.
But what about the Bushwhackers?
Oh, man. They're Australian, so fuck them.
I don't know. The Australians.
It's kind of about Animal and Hulk, and that's
they party
it.
Animal,
pretty hard.
Hulk.
I think you
Legion
like Australia. I think they party pretty hard over there.
Guess what? No one cares because
yeah,
not
I mean
America.
they're like America 2 or 3, I guess.
Yeah,
maybe.
And that's an honor, damn.
Yeah, man.
I guess call it what you want.
I mean,
appointment in our book.
I mean, we're both the English didn't want either of us, so
it's true.
Yeah, they just cast us away.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about music.
Hell yeah,
we can do that. I guess
music.
I'm
man.
Just kidding. Talk about whatever
shit.
The hell you guys want. But I'm wondering,
all right.
I love to knit.
just a fun fact about Swisher Sweet.
I can fucking knit you the best sweater out there.
Ooh, cozy. I figured if you're gonna knit something, it's gonna be American flag,
and it'll be hemp. Don't worry.
That's
about
right.
It.
All right, cool. All natural. Guys.
So we can smoke it later.
Very cool.
Get to your
nice
question.
Hands, but go ahead.
What was your question, Miss Polly?
I'm wondering what if somebody asked you what kind of music do you make? What would you say to them?
We say it's
baby making music.
That's right. It's up there. It's party rock. It's anthems, man. It's the way you should live your life is what it is.
It's about having a good time.
Yeah.
Who wants to be boring?
And you know what? You know what else it's about? Pro wrestling.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And my favorite wrestler is
Ric Fucking Flair.
It is party rock, and I've seen you guys live a few times now.
You're welcome.
Hey. And those shows are some of the most fun shows I've ever seen.
How'd it feel?
Amazing.
Jess, yeah, what were some highlights of the show?
Swisher Sweet playing guitar like a god.
Behind his head.
Thank you.
I remember watching him thinking, holy shit, this guy seems like he should be like a sculpture right now. But wow. A badass sculpture that plays guitar.
Meow.
By the way, one of our fans just said, it wasn't one of our fans. It was Duncan just basically said, this episode gives me a gigantic boner.
Dude.
So, hey, you're welcome. That's what happens when you hear these three angelic voices.
That's called pure American muscle, pal.
Should we play another one of your songs?
Yeah, you got
like, how that moment, since we're
let's
talking about it.
Yeah.
No.
What do you feel?
Since we're in the talking about the wrestling this whole segment, how about we dedicate our song to the 16-time world heavyweight champion, the dirtiest player in the game, and the greatest fucking wrestler ever lived, Ric Flair. This one, it's called Space Mountain.
Woo!
Fucking Mountain.
Yeah.
Turn it up.
Space Mountain. Rise
Space
Mountain, baby.
Man. That's fucking awesome.
Yo, this guy's wet over here.
So we can see that live at the Abbey this Monday, Halloween, right?
That's right.
Halloween show.
Pick up your tickets early, $15, $18 at the door.
Love it. I think it's about that time. I need to pee. Think it's time we wrap things up, get out of here. We're going to play all the tracks that I've got from you guys on break.
Beautiful.
You got anything you guys want to leave us with?
I want to see the best costumes ever on Monday. Butt cheeks galore.
Yeah, all the butt cheeks. But guys and gals, get your butt cheeks out. Let's do this.
That's it.
Devil's Night.
Bring candy.
Hell, You know what? Even if you have a good costume, we might be giving away free merch that night.
Yeah, man. Bring your costumes.
Bring your A game and get A game t-shirt.
And Max Sabbath. Party machine. Max Sabbath, you're fucked.
What are you guys going to be? You guys got costumes? Oh, you guys going to wear
should
costumes?
Should we tell them?
No, we shouldn't tell them.
No, fuck them, right?
Pay $15 to find out.
That's right.
All right. All right.
Hey, that's worth $15 just to find that out.
It'll be well worth it.
Guys, it's been an absolute pleasure having you in.
We know.
Honestly, one of the most fun, you know, things we've done here in the studio in quite a while.
We'll take over every week.
I needed a good party, man.
Needed a good party. And I feel like we're going to continue this party. We'll take her easy, though.
Amen.
We'll leave on that.
Oh, I need a pterodactyl. Can I pterodactyl?
Pterodactyl.
You don't have to ask.
I'm loving it.
Really solid pterodactyl.
That was solid, though.
That was solid.
Just want a little
clever girl.
That's really good. That's really good. Holly, thank you for bringing us these fine gentlemen.
Oh, thanks for having us in.
You you got anything you need to push while we're still here?
Oh, God, man.
All the things?
All the things.
Some weed.
Yeah, just go to willspub.org and check out. We've got some really cool stuff going on this weekend for Halloween. And then come party with us on Monday night for Halloween proper. I have never seen Max Sabbath. I'm excited about this.
You're in for a treat.
Yeah,
they're great. It's
going
to be really fun. I can tell you, I'm dressing like a cheeseburger.
Oh, fuck.
So,
play bass?
In paradise. Have it your way.
You can come out and make fun of my, I'm making it myself, so it's probably going to be a horrible costume.
Do it.
Let's see, next month, there's a party called the Rock and Roll People's Party. You can look it up. You can Google it. You can look it up on Facebook search. It's 2 days out in the woods just south of Tampa at this place called the Sertoma Youth Ranch. And it's like 60 bands. We're camping all weekend. Booze, barbecue, like bands all night, all day. It's nuts. It's like if you went to Will's Pub, but it was in the woods. It's all the
very
bands
cool.
that you see.
Nice.
It's
like, very cool. Very
it's
cool.
It's going to be right. a fun time. So
I can get into that.
Come camping. Let's have some fun.
But make sure.
I have one last thing to say.
Oh, of course.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, please.
Attention, party animals. The Abbey's not going to let us have fog. So I need all of you party animals to bring the most great, the best weed you got.
Yeah, man.
And let's hotbox.
We're not allowed
this
to fog it up, so we might as well smoke it out.
Let's smoke it the fuck out.
Just Polly's having a heart attack.
Nothing more rock and roll than that,
time.
Boys.
See you next time.
Find on YouTube and all that shit. It's American Party Machine on another Oh No Showcase. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you in a few minutes with the regular show.
Fuck John Cena.
Fuck John Cena.